Hi, this is Nicole from Keeping Things Real Podcast. This is the first episode of the podcast. Today we'll try to answer the question, should we buy online or should we buy local? To help us answer that question, we will be joined today by Mr. Mark Cray from Waterloo, Wisconsin. Mark is a successful Wisconsinite that makes and sells cheese locally and nationwide. Stay tuned. Buying local is something that has been discussed a lot recently. Many of us repeat the buy local jargon without fully understanding what it implies. Some people prefer the convenience, price, or selection options when buying online. Others are undue proponents of buying local to support local businesses. As consumers become more comfortable ordering online, local businesses have experienced declines in sales. In the next few minutes, we will dive in the pros and cons of each option. Generations ago, the only option people really had for shopping was buy local. Our great-grandparents ate vegetables grown in their gardens and bought clothing, tools. Generations ago, the only option people really had for shopping was to buy local. Our great-grandparents ate vegetables grown in their gardens and bought clothing, tools, and other goods sold in their own town. Today's globalized market fulfills our every whims by delivering goods from all over the world to our own doorsteps. Seasonal produce can be attained year-round. Goods, produce, anywhere can be just a click away. This luxury to get anything from anywhere is a testament to human ingenuity, but also bears environmental and social consequences. In today's economically turbulent and environmentally unfriendly times, many consumers choose to shop only within their own town or state. Americans want to be able to choose what they want and when they want it, but it's fairly obvious that everything Americans want can't always be grown in their local environments. Local is just a way of saying something that is from our original era. True locals may be better for our economy, but also then again, some crops require warm weather, others may like cold environments. You have to be mindful and aware of why this is coming from there instead of here. Online purchases have been increasing drastically. The years people find buying online is easier because it is more convenient, offers more options, and make it easier to compare prices. This trend has increasingly depleted our local economies and much needed capital, though we oftentimes don't even know where the money is going to or who we will be helping instead of helping our own local community. Whenever we send our money elsewhere, we are denying resources to our own schools, roads, fire departments, etc. The COVID pandemic has made it difficult for many businesses to keep workers or maintain their pay. Larger businesses feel the need to get bigger to be able to provide lower prices through economy of scale. Local, often smaller businesses market their ability to provide local employment as well as the relationships that grow when people buy from people they know. Plus, one could argue lower transportation, therefore lower environmental costs, and you know what you're getting. Keeping local businesses open provides jobs, generate local taxes, and keep our money circulating in our community. Every time we order from somewhere else, we are sending our money to support jobs, taxes, and the economy of someone else's community. I brought in a guest today to help us figure out which is better. It's me, Mark Crape, co-owner of Crape Brothers Cheese. Mark is a local cheesemaker that sells both locally to other states. Mark provides over 100 local jobs and a proud payer of local and state taxes. We sadly couldn't have Mark here himself, so I will be telling what he said from the interview. The first question was, how is your business earning taxes to help the local economy? Mark says, "Well, Nicole, you know I own a cheese business. We sell cheese to restaurants and other places through a shipping company, but all that money that we earn goes to our state and goes towards construction, and then we are also helping workers and families." The second question was, "Do you typically make more money in Wisconsin or from outside of Wisconsin?" Mark says, "What you see, my cheese is shipped to a company that sells around the USA, but most of that money that comes from other states are less income as those that come locally." The third question was, "Do you think that people should buy locally, and if so, how come or why not?" Mark says, "I think that people should buy locally, but also you can't just get everything from just Wisconsin. Since not everything grows in Wisconsin, we have to be aware that some places don't have what we have." The fourth question was, "What do businesses typically get out of being a locally based business?" Mark says, "Being locally based helps our local economy. It provides families money and keeps job workers happy. It provides the state and government with funds." The fifth question was, "How much do you typically spend on transportation for your product?" Mark says, "On a normal day revenue-wise, he spent around $1,000 on making cheese." The sixth question was, "Do you think it's smarter right now to purchase items from local businesses instead of global or online?" Mark says, "I think it's smarter to buy locally, but then again, with the global factor, it's also about personal preference of how they want to stay safe." Seventh question was, "Are online companies making more money compared to your business?" Mark says that the biggest challenge right now is Amazon. The eighth and last question is, "What do you think the next step to helping the economy grow?" Mark says, "I think the next step would be to put funds into education and help families and help businesses." That was Mark Craig from Waterloo, Wisconsin. From our discussion, as well as Mark's insights to answer to whether we should buy online or buy local, really depends on what we are trying to buy when we are trying to buy it, and possibly a whole range of other factors. We can't just buy local, nor can we just buy online from other places. There needs to be balance. Maybe buying online from local stores whenever possible would be the best of the two worlds. It would help local stores keep their workers employed and tax-paid community services running while online ordering could